KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we're mostly sunny skies. We're at 12 degrees, and we look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 18. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Well, Adams County will hold a special election April 9th to fill the Supervisor District 5 seat vacated by Carl McCarty. The polls will be open that date from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Voting is limited to those voters who reside in District 5 or Prescott. The ballots will be printed and tested after the filing deadline of March 15th. Absentee ballots will be available at a future date after March 15th at the Auditor's Office at the courthouse in Corning, and ballots may be voted there from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, the Adams County Auditor's Office has begun taking requests for those voters who wish to have an absentee ballot mailed to them. The request form can be found online at www.adamscountyia.com, or you can call the Auditor's Office at 641-322-3340 to have a request form mailed to you. The deadline to request to have an absentee ballot mailed to you is Friday, March 29th at 5 p.m. Voters may submit a request for an absentee ballot by email or fax. However, the original signed copy must still be mailed to the Auditor's Office with a postmark of March 29th or earlier and received by the time the polls close on the election day. You can read more about this under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And if you have any questions, call the Adams County Auditor's Office at 641-322-3340. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Monday afternoon released a report on numerous arrests dating back to February 21st. On Monday, 27-year-old Kayla Marie Strong of Walnut was arrested on a district court warrant for failure to appear in court. Strong was taken to the Cass County Jail, where she remains held on a $1,000 bond. Last Friday, 57-year-old Kelly Jo Simonton of Atlantic was arrested on two felony charges of sex abuse in the second degree. Simonton was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on a $50,000 bond. And 64-year-old Daryl Lynn Hansen of Atlantic was arrested for OWI second offense. He was released the following day on his own recognizance. On February 28th, Cass County deputies arrested Michael Matthew Noe of Atlantic on a charge of OWI second offense, carrying weapons and carrying weapons while intoxicated. Noe was taken into the Cass County Jail and released the following day on a $5,000 bond. On February 26th, 43-year-old Russell William Craig Lauer of Atlantic was arrested by deputies on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for harassment in the second degree. Lauer was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held Monday on a $1,000 bond. On February 22nd, 52-year-old Donald Whiting Filkins of Elliott was arrested for OWI second offense. He was released later that same day on a $2,000 bond. And on February 21st, the Cass County deputies arrested 35-year-old Brendan Michael Barringer of Brayton for a felony charge of OWI third offense. Barringer was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on a $5,000 bond. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater on Monday released a report on arrests dating back to late February as well. On February 26th, 30-year-old Brian Keith Cunningham, a homeless person from Greenfield, was arrested on warrants for violation of a no-contact order and two counts of probation violation, one of which was a felony. Cunningham was also cited for violation of a no-contact order. He was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $4,000 cash or surety bond. And 47-year-old David Stanley Cabada was arrested February 25th for OWI second offense after his vehicle was found in a ditch near Stewart. He tested at .351 on the breath analyzer. Cabada's previous OWI charge came in 2018 while he was in Pennsylvania. He was booked into the Adair County Jail and released the following day on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. The Creston Police Department reports this morning that three arrests took place Monday. 19-year-old Patrick Nicholas Farlow of Clarinda was arrested in Creston on an Adams County warrant for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia, along with interference with official acts. Farlow was being held at the Union County Jail on a $1,600 cash or surety bond. 25-year-old Zachariah Thomas Ben of Creston was arrested Monday at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on a driving while bar charge. He was later released on $2,000 cash-only bond. And 18-year-old Tristan McKenzie Wade Hastings of Davis City was arrested at the Union County LEC on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original theft in the fifth degree charge. Hastings bonded out of the jail on $300 cash-only bond. The Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 28-year-old Alex Richard Cunningham of Creston had been arrested Saturday afternoon. He faces charges that include assault on a police officer without injury, interference with official acts, and two counts of criminal mischief in the fourth degree. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $3,300 bond. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer yesterday also reported three recent arrests. On Saturday, March 2nd, at about 12:15 p.m., 47-year-old Jeff Harrison of rural Clarinda was arrested at the Page County Jail on a Page County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Harrison posted a $3,000 bond and was released pending further court proceedings. On February 28th, at around 4 p.m., 26-year-old Corey Daniel Archer of Shenandoah was arrested by Page County deputies for violation of a no-contact order. His arrest occurred during a traffic stop on Highway 71 south of Clarinda when he was found to be in a vehicle with a protected party from the no-contact order. Archer was taken to the Page County Jail, and where he was booked in on a $300 bond. And back on February 27th at around 2:40 a.m., a traffic stop on Highway 2 east of Clarinda resulted in the arrest of 28-year-old Caitlin Ann Rope Glademan of Clarinda. She was taken into custody for driving while license revoked. The woman was brought to the Page County Sheriff's Office and held on bond. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a 16-year-old male was being held in the Pott County Jail and was served with a warrant Friday afternoon for murder in the first degree. The teen's name was not released. After being read the warrant, the youth was returned to the custody of corrections staff. A sheriff's deputy on routine patrol early Saturday morning heard a communication center broadcast about a possibly intoxicated driver. The deputy located the suspect vehicle and placed the driver, 48-year-old Peter Jeffrey, under arrest for OWI second offense. A fight between two inmates at the Pott County Jail Saturday afternoon resulted in a charge of assault causing bodily injury being filed against 22-year-old Nathaniel Osborne, who allegedly assaulted fellow inmate 50-year-old Brian Santee. And Saturday night, 45-year-old Michael Marsh was arrested for domestic abuse simple assault after a deputy was dispatched to a residence in Carson with regard to a stolen vehicle. Prior to the deputy arriving, dispatch advised him there was a disturbance at the resident, which resulted in Marsh's arrest. The victim was a 39-year-old female. And the Glenwood Police Department reports two arrests over the weekend. 21-year-old Marcus Baumstark of Little Rock, Arkansas, was arrested for public intoxication and possession of contraband in a correctional institution. His bond was set at $5,300. An 18-year-old Hunter Bickle of Glenwood was arrested Sunday on a Mills County warrant for probation violation. His cash or surety bond was set at $1,500. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 26-year-old Adam Beatty of Casey was transported by ambulance to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs following a single vehicle accident Friday afternoon. Authorities say Beatty was traveling westbound on Brothers Avenue when his vehicle went out of control on the slush-covered road, crossed the eastbound lane, and entered the south ditch, where the vehicle came to rest on its passenger side in the ditch full of snow. News was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Henson reporting.